You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Dr. Mary M. Gillum, President and CEO of M2G Dynamic Leadership Solutions, LLC, and a number one Amazon best-selling author of over 9 books. Dr. Gillum, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
I'm glad to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, tell us, if you would, briefly about your leadership background.
Well, Eric, I am a retired Air Force colonel and a former member of the Senior Executive Service Corps, or typically referred to as the SES Corps, with the Department of Defense, where I served as the Director of Technology, Innovation, and Engineering, and this was at the Pentagon. And so as a military officer, I've led several organizations and was directly responsible for billion-dollar budgets. I am a certified John Maxwell team leadership speaker, coach, and trainer. And I'm also a certified green belt in Lean Six Sigma. And I know for people in business, they are very familiar with that. And I am the recipient of numerous leadership awards over the course of my career.
And quite impressive, I might add. And where did you get the inspiration, by the way, to write your book, The Core Leadership Development Model?
Eric, it was actually derived from several sources, you know, having spent over 30-plus years in various leadership management and technology positions, to include having served as a chief information officer, or a CIO, as we call it. And I've just had the passion for helping to develop leaders. I love helping people to discover that hidden leader that's inside of them, because I believe that the art of genuine leadership is really to develop the next generation of leaders. And so as a seasoned and experienced leader, I have worked in numerous organizations, and I have discovered what I call leadership heroes. And these were the individuals that, for, you know, as far as I was concerned, they were prime for a leadership role, and they just needed somebody to not only give them a chance to exercise their leadership skills, but to also recognize their leadership potential. And that's why I wrote the book, because the model is really based on helping people to unleash what I call that hidden leadership potential.
And if you would just kind of hit on what the book is about.
Well, the CORE, and that C-O-R-E, Leadership Development Model, is about developing future leaders. The model itself actually consists of 4 parts, which is designed to inspire and empower men and women to use their, what I call, their God-given gifts and talents to become the leaders that they were designed to be. CORE is the acronym. It actually stands for C, and that is the final cause that you're passionate about. And then O is to seek out an opportunity. So O is for opportunity. And then R is respond to that opportunity. How you respond to an opportunity to lead really says something about your desire to develop your leadership potential. And then the E is to evaluate. People really do need to evaluate how they respond, why they chose to do what they did, because in some cases, fear takes over and keeps people from stepping forward. And I'm the kind of person, I like to push people and say, you can do it, you can do it. And that's what CORE is really all about.
And if you would also mention, what sets your book apart from other books in the same genre?
Sets the CORE Leadership Development Model apart from other books in this category, I believe, is the simplicity of the model. Having studied leadership theories for years, and I mean really years, I never envisioned developing a framework that could actually be taught in one day and be used to help many people unleash their leadership potential. I often tell people that you do not need a PhD to understand what it means to develop your leadership potential. You just need to be willing to do it.
And what do you want people to take away from this book, The Core Leadership Development Model?
Eric, what I would really like for people to take away from the model is, first of all, the model is a simple framework that can help individuals to unleash that leadership potential. It's there. They just need to have somebody to help them to get it out. And then I want them to use their natural gifts and talents to develop a powerful leadership brand. Sometimes I say people are committing career suicide or career issuing a death sentence to their career when they fail to develop their leadership potential, because they really need to do that. And so I also want people to get out of the book the ability to be able to unmask the leadership potential that's hidden inside of what I refer to as uncommon leaders. I really talk about that in the book, because a lot of people that we would never have expected to become leaders in their fields are really those uncommon leaders. They are the heroes because they were willing to step forward. And another thing, finally, that I would like for people to get out of the book, when I talked about fear earlier, is to exercise the courage to overcome the fear and become the leader that other people will want to follow. And then sometimes it just means getting outside your comfort zone, finding that thing that you're passionate about, and then go for it. Go for it. And I tell people all the time, you may not become the president or become a member of Congress, but you can start right where you are and take something that you're passionate about and find an opportunity to lead in that category. It could be something as simple as deciding to coach a little league team or putting together a race in support of a cause that you're passionate about. But I believe that everybody has something to contribute if they're willing to go for it.
I couldn't agree more with that. Today we are joined by Dr. Mary M. Gillum, President and CEO of M2G Dynamic Leadership Solutions, LLC, and a number one Amazon best-selling author of over 9 books here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Gillum, as an author, what is your writing process, and how long did it take you to start and finish your book?
Oh, that's a good question, Eric. I get asked that a lot. My writing process consists initially of identifying a need in the public space and developing a written product to hopefully address that need, because I really do believe that you need to do that so that you have almost like a what I refer to as a ready-made audience or target market, because if you are addressing a need, then you can really be able to market a lot better your materials. And then I just take whatever God gives me as ideas to write about, I document them, and I go through and I develop a detailed book that's based on research. It's based on production, marketing, and distribution strategies. But I do try to have all of that lined up as best I can before I actually launch the book. And for this particular book, The Core Leadership Development Model, it actually took me a year to write it.
And is this your first book on leadership? And also, where can people find your books?
Well, this is actually my second book on leadership. The first book was actually called 14 Jewels of Dynamic Leadership, which was based on 14 battle-tested, getting back to the military there, and time-proving leadership principles that I have used over the course of my career, but I've also noted things that were used by others exercising good leadership. And so that's what the 14 Jewels of Dynamic Leadership was about. But all of my material is actually on Amazon. People can go there and download it, or if they want to know more about me, they can actually go to my website, which is www.m2g, and that is the number 2, leadershipbiz.com, and that is m2gleadershipbiz.com.
And tell us, what's next for you? What's on the horizon?
Well, since I just released the Core Leadership Development Model, as you can imagine, I'm doing a lot to promote that, and a lot of speaking and training and consulting and coaching opportunities have arisen from having released that particular book. And so I'm basically doing a lot of that to promote the Core Leadership Development Model.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final word for the listeners?
Well, Eric, first of all, I just want to thank you for allowing me to discuss the core leadership development model with your listening audience. And I believe that this book is for anyone who is ready, as what I say, to lead and to take their leadership development to the next level, because I want to help individuals and do what I call to collaborate and partner with the leadership potential that is inside of them so that they can reach the leadership destination that is for them. I am an encourager. That's who I am, and I love to work with people to help them to get to the best that God has created them to be.
Well, Dr. Gillum, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and also our honor, and we certainly wish you the very best, and you're more than welcome to visit us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Mary M. Gillum, President and CEO of M2G Dynamic Leadership Solutions, LLC, and a number one Amazon best-selling author of over 9 books. And once again, the website of reference is M2GLeadershipBiz.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.